Then Pilate took Jesus and had him whipped. The governor's soldiers took Jesus into the palace, which was called the Praetorium. All the rest of the soldiers gathered around him. They took off his clothes and put a purple robe on him. Then they twisted thorns together to make a crown. They placed it on his head. They put a stick in his right hand. Then they fell on their knees in front of him and made fun of him.
"We honor you, King of the Jews."
They spit on him. They hit him on the head with the stick again and again. Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Then Pilate said to them,
"Here is the man."
As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted,
"Crucify him! Crucify him!"
But Pilate answered,
"You take him and crucify him. I myself find no basis for a charge against him."
The Jews replied,
"We have a law. That law says he must die. He claims to be the Son of God."
When Pilate heard that, he was even more afraid. He went back inside the palace.
"Where do you come from?"
he asked Jesus, but Jesus did not answer him. Pilate said,
"Do you refuse to speak to me? Don't you understand? I have the power to set you free or to nail you to a cross."
Jesus answered,
"You were given power from heaven. If you weren't, you would have no power over me. So the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin."
From then on, Pilate tried to set Jesus free, but the Jews kept shouting,
"If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Anyone who claims to be a king is against Caesar."
When Pilate heard that, he brought Jesus out. Pilate sat down on the judge's seat. It was at a place called the Stone Walkway. In the Aramaic language, it was called Gabbatha. It was about noon on Preparation Day in Passover week.
"Here is your king,"
Pilate said to the Jews, but they shouted,
"Crucify him! Crucify him!
Should I crucify your king?"
"We have no king but Caesar,"
the chief priests answered.